Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to our first Parker podcast of the 2019-2020 school year. We are going to be demystifying the admissions process over the next few episodes, and we're also going to be celebrating the Parker community and sharing more about Parker's incredible 107-year history here in San Diego. So our mission today is to demystify the wide array of admissions events our team hosts on campus from now all the way through January, so that your family can have a better idea of what to expect and can start marking some dates on your calendar. But first, I want to spend a little bit of time getting to know our admissions team. So let's start with Kelly Tedrow, who is our Associate Director of Middle School Admissions. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's great to be here. I'm Kelly Tedrow, Associate Director of Middle School Admission. This is my fifth year here at Parker. I started in the lower school and I'm now moving into the middle school. Super excited to be on the Linda Vista campus. I also have two boys that are in the lower school, so I'm also a Parker parent. And it's great. We're going to have a good year.
What's your favorite thing about Parker?
My favorite thing about Parker is really the people. I think that the community at Parker is such a diverse, welcoming, warm, interesting group of people that I've really come to love getting to know and being a part of. And I love that my children have the opportunity to get to know and be a part of that community as well. I think it's really a key differentiator for us.
And next up, we have Chris Sanders, Associate Director of Upper School Admissions.
Hi, everyone. My name is Chris Sanders. I am starting my third year at Parker, which I'm very excited about. In the first 2 years, in addition to admissions, I had a chance to work in the upper school as an advisor, which let me get to know a group of 16 students very, very well and to kind of shepherd them through their early journey at Parker. And it got give me a chance to see so many different things. I've also worked with our character education program that is part of the advisory program, so developing some curriculum there. And then additionally, I had a chance to also work as the assistant coach on the varsity girls lacrosse team, which allowed us to go to the playoffs for 2 years in a row. So we were very, very happy about that. But one of the things I would say I love the most about Parker is the fact that our students have so much exposure. That's to, unique and challenging classes, to peers from all over San Diego County, and to tons of extracurricular opportunities that they never imagined they would want to try. So on my varsity lacrosse team of, 20 girls, at least half of the team was brand new last year. And I don't think all of them would tell you that it's their number one activity, but they learned quite a bit about themselves in the process that they can find joy in new and challenging opportunities, both inside and outside the classroom. So where else can you do that in a fun, nurturing environment like Parker?
Well said. So if you go to our website and download one of the division admissions calendars, there's a small chance you might feel a little bit overwhelmed. So today we are here to guide you through what all of these events are all about. And at the end of the day, we want you to know that all of our admissions events are just opportunities for you to get to know Parker better, get to know our curriculum and our programs and our community, so that you feel confident in your decision to apply and possibly join the school. So I wanted to get us started with admissions coffees, which are such an easy first event to attend for families who are even just curious about attending. So Kelly, can you explain what folks can expect if they attend one of our coffees?
Definitely. I think the coffees are a great introduction to Parker. And that's, at each of the different divisions, we will be hosting coffees, as Courtney mentioned. We'll have morning as well as evening opportunities for families. At those coffees, you're going to get a chance to not only hear from us and within the admission office about the process and deadlines and so forth, you also get the chance to hear from division heads, from current students, from faculty. It's really an awesome opportunity to get on campus, hear from some people, really feel like you're getting a sense of who we are as a school and as a division.
And as kind of a second follow-up event to attend, so your coffee is kind of your first introduction, you get sort of the 30,000 foot view of Parker and our programs. But there's also some opportunities for you to kind of dive into the curriculum a little bit more, and that is through our academic presentations. So Chris, would you be able to touch a little bit on what those events look like?
Yeah, so if you've noticed on our website, we are we provide a curriculum guide for you to be able to see what our courses are. But we want you to hear really interesting stories and the why behind why we have exactly what we have. And so at all divisions, we'll have academic presentations where you can hear from our leadership about how qualified our teachers are, what they enjoy about teaching, and what actually goes into each individual course decision. A lot of it is really backwards planning. So we think about what we want, what capabilities we want our students to have when they graduate from Parker. And then we're going to show you in these presentations why each element of the curriculum builds towards that kind of foundational point and really puts your child in a college prep type situation. So, for example, in my division in the upper school, I will have department chairs there to discuss things that kids are doing inside of the classroom, ways they can expand upon that outside of the classroom, and ways that we help, you know, students really connect their actual learning to relevant life experiences.
And we offer academic presentations across all three divisions, correct?
Yes.
And that's another event where we will have both evening and morning options again, and we'll even record those so that you can get a feel for the curriculum if you're not unable to attend.
So our admissions coffees and academic presentations are parent-only events and are to give parents that overview of Parker's program, but we also want to make sure that your children have the opportunity to experience Parker during the application process as well. So one of the ways we do that is through our visitor days. So Kelly, can you explain a little bit about what those are about?
Sure. As part of the application process within the three different divisions, there is an opportunity for students to get on campus and visit for a morning, really have a day in a life type of experience with a current student in our classrooms with faculty, as well as having an opportunity to have lunch and get a chance to socialize a bit with our current students.
And Chris, does that look the same for upper school?
It does look the same in the upper division. One of the things I'm proud that we do is we try to make the day as informative, but also as comfortable for your child as possible. So we'll really align them in the type of classes and with the type of student that will be able to answer generally any question they could have about things that they're currently or possibly interested in about Parker.
So next, we're going to briefly cover possibly our favorite events of the year, which are two open houses. And so we offer one open house for middle and upper school at our Linda Vista campus, and that is on Saturday, November 16th. And we also have a lower school open house at our Mission Hills campus on Saturday, December 7th. And I'm going to let Chris take over from here and explain what open house is all about.
So open house is an all hands on deck event for us. We have many of our students via clubs here, faculty and staff to talk about their courses. So on that Saturday, not only are you able to get into the classroom and see different presentations, but you just get a feel for our entire campus environment as a whole. I would say if you're pressed for time in the admissions process and you really want to be able to see multiple things at once, the open house is always a great time to come because everyone at Parker is really here that day.
I would definitely agree. I think it's important to know that we're looking to showcase and highlight all areas of Parker. So that's within the arts as well as academics. And as Chris mentioned, with our clubs and so forth as well, there's access to the current students as well as our faculty. Lower school, very similar. You're getting the opportunity to get into classrooms, really talk to the teachers, ask specific, unique questions that you have top of mind. You're also able to meet some of the current lower school students and parents who engage with tours and are there to help answer questions as well. Really great time. I agree with Chris. I think the open house is one of those events that if you can't make the others, this is one of those top priority type of events to get on campus.
And also, too, at both open houses, we'll have a financial aid session for parents who are interested in learning more about the financial aid process. Is that correct?
Yes. So we will close up both of those open houses with information session to get questions answered for the financial aid process and then also the admission process. If you have questions about the application, about assessments, timeline, any of those details, we will be available to help answer those questions before you head off for the rest of your weekend.
So you may be wondering, all these events sound so great. How do I RSVP? And so you are going to go to our website, which is www.francisparker.org. And from our admissions page, we will direct you to Ravenna. And Ravenna is going to be your application hub. So once you get your account started there, you'll be able to connect with us and RSVP to any of our admissions events. And that will also be the place where you get your application started and submit all of your materials. Chris, Kelly, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know before we sign off?
One last thing I would just love to emphasize is that these events are really provided for you as a family to get to know our school. We do not expect families to come to everything. We know that you have busy, full calendars and schedules and don't want you to feel a pressure to have to move mountains to be able to get to everything. We really want to provide multiple opportunities for you to learn about who we are, get on campus, hear from different members of our community, and please don't feel pressure to be at everything. We want you to be able to choose what you feel works best and where your real interest and questions are.
And the other thing I'll add is please see the admissions staff as always being accessible to you. Our goal is for you to find the best fit situation for your child, so there really is no poor question. Our function is to make sure that you know, you feel comfortable with whatever choice you're making for school. And so please don't hesitate to get in touch with us via email or phone call. Our direct numbers are listed on the website.
And feel free to contact any of us too for non-admission events. We welcome you to attend one of our sporting events if your child's interested in playing sports, to one of our drama club performances. There's so many different things going on at the school that we would be happy to include you in. So if you have any questions or interest in our school events, please feel free to reach out. Well, everyone, thank you again for listening to this first episode of Parker Podcast. We hope we demystified some of our admission events for you today. And catch us again in 2 weeks when we meet with Bob Hurley, one of our directors of college counseling, and Nancy Anderson, our beloved grade 9 dean, and they are going to do a deep dive into everything that you can expect from ninth grade year. Thanks and have a great weekend.